Approaching the orchestrated landscape of chairs, forming an AA-like circle, I claim an empty seat. As icebreakers seek to cut a slice through my introverted aura, I take a deep breath. Hi, I'm Artistic Alexis, and I want freedom. Week by week, I realize there's a price to freedom, and it's actually not free. A work study of sort, and I being the apprentice to the Holy Spirit, gleaning lessons, Him challenging me to go deeper. But I initially didn't take this group seriously. Honestly, I accidentally joined this group. Scrolling the Church Center app, my eye drawn to the wordplay of the group's name, Heal Her. That's catchy. I recognize one of the leaders' names. This group should be good. My thumb taps join. Done. But little did I know, this group came with a whole course and conference. But I was just looking for community. And this first icebreaker is intense. My anxiety struggles to remember everyone's name and their same first letter adjective. I finally exhale when my turn is passed. Oh, this group will be some work. Week one. I share, I cry. I don't know these people. I don't know why I shared what I shared, but I feel our spirits connecting. There's an uncanny attachment of similar pain and a desire to be free. I think I'm supposed to be here. We are supposed to be here. This group, these leaders, this semester, feels like group therapy. Heavy stuff, real stuff. Not sure I'm ready to do the work. It's too many people here. From PKs to new believers to the unsure believers and everyone in between. And I'm in between, stuck in the complacent drift of my current walk with God. Week two. Oh, this group got talkers. I can coast, I can observe and listen. I don't actually need to contribute. There's so many willing vessels. And these people are sharing all of their business. But unlike that TikTok trend, I'm listening and I'm judging. My pessimism struggles to separate shared vulnerability versus true freedom. I suddenly take hold of that thought, that lie, the envy of freedom, the juxtaposition of wanting freedom but scared to do the work, the fear that if I dare to try, that freedom won't choose me. That I'm unworthy to be freed. That if God doesn't heal me, then my whole idea of His identity crumbles, lost in the what-if chasm of failed deliverance. Week five, God's voice breaks through my mental shields, petitioning me to try again. For the first time, I actually read the lesson before group. I feel closer to God. I share in group. I open my heart to the group. I listen. I don't judge. I unlock the door for freedom to enter. I commit to trying again, with renewed expectations, with better understanding. In these 12 weeks, I've learned that freedom is not a gift you admire, something to hang on a wall or prop on a display shelf. Freedom at its core is a living entity. It's not a stagnant thing. It is a daily application, a choice, a habit, a lifestyle. I never truly experienced freedom because I mischaracterized its attributes. I was upset at the potency of freedom when I didn't dare to light its daily candle, to see my environment change. Today, I'm making the choice to carry the light of freedom daily. And on the days when my environment dares to extinguish the flame, may one of my sisters light it for me, from Heal Her to Healers. I was just looking for community, and I found so much more. This is Freedom Group.